This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then, as I am in this journey, we have a lot of detours, I call it, distractions, all of us. But as I am distracted, am I in a constant revision, looking at where I am? What happened? What did I achieve? I think this is the most important question every Muslim should ask. What did you do? Yet up till now, in your life, for your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not how much money you made, how many children, how many grandchildren, how big is the house. This is all gonna go to somebody else. What did you do in your book? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I always think these things because it makes me awake. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know what, I'm going to give you your book now for review. You know, if you wrote a book, you usually send it to someone for review. So Allah says, you know what, I don't know, let's say Fatima, I'm sure there is Fatima in this crowd. Fatima, right? Fatima or Khadija or Aisha, this is your book, review it. I wish he does that, but he doesn't, subhanahu. What are you going to see in your book? How you will grade yourself. Did Allah taught me this concept in the Quran? Yes or no? You just finished Ramadan. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book. Enough, your nafs, me, enough, the nafs will take you accountable. It will grade you. So let's start from the beginning with the fact that where am I in my journey with Allah? Am I Sayyidina Ibrahim, the dua that he asked Allah? And of course, Allah responded to his dua. Literally, the first dua, he made it in Surah Al-Shu'ara. This is chapter 19, right? In Surah Al-Saffat, which is chapter 23, Allah responded to his dua. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لإبراهيم ها إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم. Allah says from his family, he's talking about Sayyidina Lut, from his family is Ibrahim. How did he describe him? جاء ربه. He came to his Lord, meaning it's in the past sentence, it happened. بقلب سليم. He came to his Lord with a pure heart. So what is the pure heart? Sound heart is another name for it. Because it's very hard to translate قلب السليم. So people, some scholar says pure, some scholar says sound. What is it? Who can tell me? Raise your hand. Because I know women will all jump to answer. It's beautiful, and I'm being sarcastic. It's a beautiful character. If you have five women and you ask a question, you will hear 20 answers. So let's raise our hand. What is a pure heart? You all read the flyer. What is it? Where is it? Yes, please. So tranquility. It's a result of the pure heart. If your heart is pure, you will live with tranquility. It is not the character itself, it's the result. Somebody will ask me, why do I have to worry about a pure heart? Or why I'm doing all this? I said, because just try it and see how you will live. Even if the whole world around you in calamity, in flooding of problems, you're living with tranquility. So it's a result, but it is not it. Who can tell me, if anyone? Bismillah. So it is a good deed and the right intention. No. Yes. So a heart free of ego, but it's okay to have anger and to have self. Okay. See how I am trying? The reason I ask and I want you to answer because I want you to think. It's way deeper than this. Enough that Allah said, nothing will make me successful on the day of judgment, unless my heart is pure. So it can't be only, or I feel. It has to be way deeper. Bismillah. That's part of it. You're talking about a heart that will get me to Jannah right away with no registration. You zip into the Jannah right away. Yes. The heart that has fear from Allah. No. Last one I'm going to take. Yes. So the heart that lives for the sake of Allah. That needs a lot of explanation. I'm going to give it to you. It is very difficult. But let's learn. And if Allah brought me, it's how I want. No, I'm going to tell you. Because that's okay. It's just because of the numbers. Otherwise, I would love to live to hear everybody. I want you to know thing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something, the reward of it, really huge, big, or Allah really praise it, that means this is something not ordinary. Majority of people cannot do it. Are you all with me? Al-qalb al-saleem, the heart that is free, nothing of the... One sentence will give you all, and then I'll give you more detail. Nothing lives in that heart. Are you ready? Except Allah. Nothing. You love people, but they don't live in your heart. You don't like people, but they don't live in your heart. You love your job, they don't live in your heart. You love your beauty, it doesn't live in your heart. Well, how do I know they are not living in my heart? When you lose your job, what happens? When the person you love left you for whatever the reason, what happens? If you are going to be sad or crying or anxiety or all this, and they were living in your heart, and Allah is stripping them away. If you're going to say, قدر الله ما شاء فعل, Allah decree, and whatever Allah decree will happen, and nothing changes. You have a qalb al-saleem. How many has qalb al-saleem? You are very honest. None of us. Because if I put the selfie, as you know, the selfie, we all love selfie. That's fine, as long as there's no kibr in it. Alhamdulillah. Although I sometimes think it's getting too much. Especially when I take selfie to myself and post it. Why? No, honestly, it's not a joke. It's when I don't think of what I'm doing, but when I start copy and paste whatever others are doing. Why do I want to take an I am whatever I am? Why do I not tell people where I am? Right? Why? Because I am looking for the compliment. I look for the likes. And I read the comments. And I get very upset if someone says something. It's not funny. It is painful. Because I'm way far from the qalb al-saleem. When I do the selfie, don't do it on your face. Do it on your heart. And of course, this is metaphor. We can't do it. But if you put it, and Allah allowed it, who you will see there? How many are living in your heart? People, things, feelings, and again, anger, arrogance, self-admiration, all the diseases of the heart. Once you get very upset and you start talking about somebody and I come to you or anyone come to you and says, come on, forgive her. And you say to me, but you don't know what she did to me. Don't talk to me about qalb al-saleem. Don't talk to me about the qalb al-saleem. If you want to know in action, read the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. When he came to his father, which is the famous dialogue you all know. It's in Surah Maryam, right? Right? What did Allah says, right? Many ways, but in Maryam, he said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Mentioned to them, Ibrahim, he was صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was a truthful, and he was a Nabi. That's fine. But then, the relationship with the father. The father, it could be anyone of us in my life. But I disagreed with him. And I disagreed with him on a fundamental issue. that I am so convinced I'm right, and the other person is very convinced he is or she is right. Right? Don't think about Ibrahim himself, alayhi salam, but about the concept. This is when you read the Quran and live the Quran, this is what it means. What they told you, and now I'm sure you all have heard about it, and inshallah there is classes here about tadabbur al-Quran. You reflect, you live the Quran. Here you go. This is the dialogue. Right? إِذْ قَالَ لِي أَبِيهِ Right? يَا أَبَتِي Right? لَا تَعْبُدِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ عَصِيَّ Daddy. And he said, يَا أَبَتِي And those of you who know Arabic, it's very different than يَا وَالِدِي And it's very different than يَا أَبِي It's all translated to my father, but it is very different in the Arabic language. Ya abati, it's a word used when you really love that person. Ya abati. La ta'budi shaytan, don't worship shaytan. Why? Explain. No anger, no you're wrong, no... Inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiyya. Verily shaytan, to the most merciful, and he didn't use the word Allah, that's another whole story, he used ar-Rahman. Asiyah. He was disobedient. Right? And then he explained to him, why I'm saying this to you. Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika. Fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. Daddy, I was given knowledge. Right? He didn't say you're ignorant, you're going to go to Jahannam. Right? No, daddy, I was given knowledge. You were not given. Right? فَاتَّبِعْنِي Just follow me. I don't want anything from you. Just follow me. أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيَّ I'm going to take you, guide you to the straight path. Right? يَا أَبَتِي Three times. إِنِّي أَخَافُ I'm worried about you. That's love. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ Again, I'm worried. I'm worried about you. That you will be That Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, will be touched by a punishment from Ar-Rahman. فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّ You will be the friend of Shaytan. How beautiful is this? Very polite, to the point, right? No disrespect, right? And literally I translated it. How did his father say it? What did he respond? أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم؟ لأرجمنك وهجرني مليا. Are you telling me you're not worshipping what I am worshipping? This is exactly how you read it. أراغب, it's a استفهام, it's question, meaning how dare you do that? And then what did he say? I'm going to cast you. لأرجمنك. You know when you go to a hajj and you cast the pebbles, that's rajm. See what he said and how his father responded. I am going to cast you and you leave. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ Forever, far away. I don't want to see you. How did he respond? You really need to go and read this. There's many dialogues in the Quran teaches you many things. But this one especially about when someone is very harsh on you. And I am for sure right, Sayyidina Ibrahim. And he's talking to him about Allah. So he said, I'm going to cast you and you leave. Basically, I don't want to see your face. Right? What did he say? Salamun alayk. Sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi. Rabbi. Innahu kana bi hafiyya. Peace be upon you. I'm going to ask Allah for forgiveness for you. Somebody looks at you and gives you this whole long list of names and calls you. You say, peace be upon you. I'm going to ask Allah to forgive you. How many of you will do that? Versus, just wait and see what I will do. You don't know who I am. Right? That's the norm. Or even don't wait immediately. The qalb as-saleem, the true heart, that's why it is very difficult. And that's why it's a straight shot to Jannah. when nothing in your heart lives other than Allah, which means anything that pleases Allah, I'm doing it. There's no if and but. I don't see human beings. I see creation of Allah. It's a huge difference. I don't see Sarah, Fatima, or Muhammad, or Khalid. I don't see. I see all creation of Allah. And the creation of Allah is being moved by Allah. You didn't speak, Allah made you speak. You did not attack me, Allah allowed you to attack me. So when I hear this, I don't say, how dare you say this. I say, Ya Allah, what did I do? You unleashed that person toward me. Are you with me? Everything from morning to evening roams around. Allah does not roam around me and I and my family and my beauty and my money and my children. Look how many my I just said. That's a qalb al-sareem. How many of us has it? How many of us even know this? Because if I know, and I know where this will get me to, at least I'm going to start the journey. But many of us, we think we're okay. I'm going to Jannah. Really? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you a message. And says, Jannah is waiting for you. Subhanah. No. No. Even the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَدْخُلْ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ بِعَمَلِي. Nobody of you, he was telling Sahaba, not you and me. None of you will enter Jannah by what they have done. عَمَلِي. وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Not even you. He said, وَلَا أَنَا. Not even me. إِلَّا أَيَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Unless Allah engulfed me with his rahmah. And scholars had a lot of discussion about, like, if Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will enter, what would happen to us? And the response was, because work is waiting for us in Jannah. Whatever we do here, we don't qualify. You know, like they tell you, you do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you qualify for whatever. Whatever we do here, because of what is waiting for us in Jannah, مَا لَا رَأَتْ عَيْنْ وَلَا سَمِعَتْ أُذُنْ. In the Jannah, there is things that no eyes have seen before and no ears have heard. So to get there, I need al-qalb al-sareem. And one of the other meanings, and now the detail one I told you, you may want to write that. This is actually Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. And he said, al-qalb al-sareem, the true heart is the heart that is free of the followings. There's a long list, but bear with me. Free, meaning nothing. It's not like 10% to 90%. Zero, nothing. خلا أو خالي أو سليمة من كل شهوة تخالف أمر الله ونهيه. The heart that is free from every desire. Pay attention to every word I'm saying. Every desire in me or you that goes against what Allah said do or don't, I don't have it in my heart. For example, are you ready for a tough example? I think you are. Bismillah. What is the most important thing for the woman? Her beauty. How do we look? That's reality. And actually, this is how Allah created us. There is nothing haram about that. I'm talking in general, the concept, right? We all want to look beautiful. And I'm talking again about general concept. We all look at the mirror before we leave. Right? I do this or I don't do that. Or why? Because I want to look beautiful. General concept. Now comes to my heart. And what does it have? Related to beauty. Are you all with me? And then you can put any other example. So I am looking at the mirror before I leave. Wherever I am going. And if I put this lipstick, again, I'm giving reality examples related to women. If I'm going to put this lipstick, I'm going to look more beautiful. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to deny it, because then I'm a liar, right? Or if I'm going to put this nail polish, or I am going to put this fake eyelashes that is the norm these days, I'm gonna look more beautiful. I'm not gonna deny it. I'm not gonna say, no, 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 you look ugly. Then I am not living the reality. My desire, my nafs, wants to look more beautiful. I'm looking at that mirror, and I say, I look much better, especially with this color. Nothing wrong with that. Now come to the qalb al-sari. Now I am debating, is that pleasing to Allah? Are you all with me? Remember, that heart has nothing in it but Him, capital H. So I'm looking at the mirror, and there is this debate, and nobody is hearing it except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're gonna say, but this is not pleasing to Him. Because He said, don't show your beauty. Right? Except to the few exceptions. Why I'm doing it? Because I like it. I love it. People will praise me. That's my desire. Now, Qalb al-Saleem is going to stand up and going to say, no, 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 no. This desire is not pleasing to Allah. In fact, it's against what He said. I'm going to go right away and remove the lipstick. Then my heart is Saleem. Are you all with me? And take it on everything else. I gave you just a simple example. One of the issues we have, I'm not talking about people, before people, I'm still in the house alone, is the debate inside me. There's a big debate inside us. Most of us have this sound of good heart. When I do something wrong, I know I am doing it. True or false? Very unlikely. Very unlikely, I really didn't know. But most of the time, I know. What happens? Why do I do it? Not only I like it, now listen to this, I start justifying it. And that's how shaitan operates on me. One of the biggest tools of shaitan operates on me to justify the disobedience is Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah is all-forgiving, Allah is all-merciful. Absolutely Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Who I am or who you are to deny this? But what do I do with the other part? مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ I love this verse. It's in Surah Fussilat. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ What we are going to tell you is nothing different than what we have said to the prophets before you. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Your Lord owns a lot of forgiveness. We live with this side. وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ And He has a painful punishment. So when I am trying to justify my disobedience to Allah, and I just gave you the simple example, same thing when I do, when I want to wake up for Fajr. Same thing when I'm so upset with this person and I'm going to say it. Something in me say, don't say it. This is not pleasing to Allah and back and forth. All these justification acts, it's all from shaitan. Your heart, this is what I want you all to do when you go home. And do it alone. Write the quality of the sound heart. And apply it in your daily life. And see how many times, listen to this one, how many times you will fail and how many times you will succeed. Because this is a process. This is not, today you heard this, tomorrow you are, mashallah, Sayyidina Ibrahim. It's not going to happen this way. It's a struggle.